So what's it like to live in Memphis and not eat pork barbecue?
Well, as somebody who has never tasted pork, I don't think I'm really giving up a lot. There is a renowned halal barbecue here in Memphis, and it's a great place for beef barbecue, beef brisket. I've gained quite a lot of the barbecue experience. I might even gain a few pounds since I moved down here.
And you pray 5 times a day, and you face Mecca when you pray.
Yes, one of the requirements of the prayer is to be facing Mecca.
By my count, that involves 2 calculations. And calculation number 1 is, where is Mecca? And if Mecca is to the east, you have to know from where you're standing which direction east is. So how do you make those calculations?
In the good old days, I actually would carry a compass with me wherever I go. But that's the good old days. Of course, in our times, I have an iPhone. And believe it or not, there is an app for that.
Oh, wow. So it is. It's an arrow, and it...
Yes,
it's right that way.
And that's the direction. That's northeast right there on my iPhone.
I'd like you to read... This is your author bio from a site where you blog called Muslim Matters, and I was hoping you could read the highlighted portion.
Yes, indeed. Friends and foe alike acknowledge that one of his, meaning my, main weaknesses is ice cream, which he seems to enjoy with a rather sinister passion.
It's humorous, right? You're playing on this idea that there's some perception about your religion being sinister.
When people think that I'm out to change the world and to impose the Sharia on them, one part of me is angry and hurt, and then another part of me is actually finds it's laughable, it's funny, it's comical.
You've also written very seriously about the lure of violence for young Muslims.
I have called them numerous times overzealous and undereducated. The grievances of these groups are not religious, they are political, right? They're political differences. You know, why is America doing this? Why is America doing that? I tell them, you need to wage a jihad of the mind, a jihad of the pen, a jihad of the tongue, right? And you know what? In the end of the day, that's exactly what America is, that every single group of people comes together and it petitions the government for what it wants to do.
Yeah, but there must be some tensions that arise living in modern day America.
One of the biggest tensions is actually pretty trivial, and that is finding a comfortable place to pray 5 times a day. Now, if you're at home, I'm in my office now, not a problem as I close the door and pray. Of course, when I'm traveling at the airport or in public, that's definitely a problem. And there have been a number of cases where imams have been arrested or religious people have been arrested merely for praying in an airport because people get so paranoid and so freaked out when they see somebody pray that they just call security on them. And more than once, I've actually walked up to an officer and I've said, "Excuse me, officer, I just want to tell you that I'm going to pray in this corner. I just don't want you to freak out or call security on me." And I've had officers just stare at me like, "Well, I'm not stopping you from praying." I was like, "Yeah, well, I just want to tell you in case somebody does freak out. You know, I'm just going to go to the corner and pray over there." And so I've had to do that in public.
The event that you're participating in on October 4th is called Getting to Know Our Muslim Neighbors. And how does an event like that fit into your life? Why are you participating?
I think that eventually this era and climate of fear that we're seeing is going to have to subside. I think that when you do talk to your fellow American Muslims, you're going to find that we are human beings in the end of the day.
But flipping the coin the other way, can you be comfortable living in a country that, you know, you don't always agree with the policies, especially foreign policy?
I think we're living in a world that wherever we went, we would find every country to have its pros and cons. And honestly, I would rather live in a free country like America, where I'm allowed to disagree, than a country like Syria or Iran, where if I disagreed, I'd be jailed and maybe, you know, executed or whatnot. This is a very racist feeling that Muslims are somehow not a part of America just because we happen to disagree with one or two policies. What American doesn't disagree with one or two aspects of his government's policy? American foreign policies don't define America, they change. They change from administration to administration, and similarly, the American domestic policies change from administration to administration. Look at what's happening in the last few years about the healthcare reforms, right? You have Americans passionately debating on both sides. In fact, there's not even two sides, there's a whole spectrum of sides. Does that make any one side less American than the other just because they disagree about domestic healthcare policy? Of course not. Well, then why should that be the case when we have groups of people that have a spectrum of opinions about American foreign policy? So be it. That's the American ideal.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me on the show.